Hey, beautiful mama. I hope that you are having an amazing day and that you are just as excited as I am to jump into today's episode. This is in the top three questions that I get asked. And also, when moms join our motherhood empowerment community, this is one of the top answers to that, "What's your biggest struggle in motherhood right now?" question. And that is, how do I find time for myself? What a loaded question that has so many underlying emotions wrapped into it, based on what that specifically means to you. So grab your pen and paper, mama. You may not want to multitask during this episode because there's some work that we're going to be doing together. So let's get to it. Hey, mama. Welcome to the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I know you're here because you're tired of living day after day like you're drowning in the responsibilities of motherhood. You're done struggling with trying to find the time and energy to get it all done every day. And you want to show your little ones a good example, but you're so exhausted, which has your negative self-talk on repeat, patience spread thin, and you feel like you're losing yourself a little more every day. Plus, the mom guilt, comparison game, and unpredictability of motherhood just does not help in trying to make a change. Well, sweet friend, this podcast will give you a simple and sustainable approach to break free from that survival mode cycle, all by identifying and possibly simplifying your habits. Hey, I'm Jenna, and I've been where you are. I was consumed in the struggles of motherhood, and I needed to make a change to take back control of my time, energy, identity, and life, mostly just to feel like myself again. And in finding that freedom, it became my mission to help make that connection with moms that we can give our children and families the best and not at the expense of our own health, self, and well-being. Moms shouldn't have to choose between their family's priorities and themselves. We can balance it all, and it all starts within ourselves. Let me take your hand to make that connection with you and equip you with simple lifelong habits. If you are ready to say goodbye to just surviving and finally reclaim your life in motherhood, then you're in the right place. Let's get to the root of cultivating real change because it's time to feel like you again. Warm up that cold coffee, pop in your earbuds, and tighten that top knot. Let's overcome together. Do you feel like there's just too much to do and not enough you? Like time for you? Are you struggling finding time for yourself? Because we moms are typically the ones to carry the majority of the mental, emotional, physical loads of the family, the household, like chores and scheduling appointments and reminding of those appointments and planning and preparing meals and being the sounding board and caregiver and therapist and nurse, accountant, referee. And by golly, like this time of year, add on, we're now the gift buyers, the present wrappers, the decorators, the elf on the shelfers, the cookie bakers, the gingerbread house crafters, the holiday chefs, the planners, the executors, the budget keepers. Like the list goes on and it is a lot. It is a lot. And because of all those hats, you may not make the top of that list, or you might not be making that list at all. And that could leave us feeling burnt out, depleted, stressed, possibly chasing perfection of expectations, maybe a little resentful, like insert that negative emotion here. And I want to note that this episode is strategically placed at this time of year because it's a perfect reminder, especially in times of busy. I don't want you to think like, oh my gosh, she's bringing up, you know, making time for myself now. Like it's the busiest time of our year. It's the holidays. But this is that perfect reminder because it is so important to take time for yourself to reset, to think, to breathe, to just be. It doesn't have to be some extravagant, you know, spa day, but especially in those busier seasons of life, you have to take those times for you. So even if you might have to come back to listen to this episode a second time to really let it soak in, do it. Because the time between Thanksgiving, if you're in the States, or Boxing Day, whatever holidays that you have, right? That perfect time between now and Christmas, you can give back to you a little bit too. And like I said, it doesn't have to be this extravagant thing that you have to plan, you know, a day for and have someone watch the kids and this, that, the other. It could be 5 minutes in the bathroom. You know, it could be listening to a podcast or your favorite romance novel, whatever that might be, while you're doing the dishes, or breaking a habit of scrolling your phone late at night, or just taking that time to truly investing in yourself with healthy habits. You will be amazed at the freedom and clarity that it gives you in becoming healthier, happier, and just lighter, okay? So as a you, as a mom, as a woman, as a spouse, just as a human, okay? I no doubt have been guilty of playing the victim and making excuses of there's too much going on and I have too much to do and I just don't have time to take for me. And that's why I'm saying it doesn't have to be. I've learned that it doesn't have to be these extravagant, materialistic-y type things. And as I am still learning and managing my own triggers, I have found that taking that fiver to myself is a perfect reset. And learning what those triggers are with for my anxiety, that fiver helps so much. And that's that time for me. And this morning, for example, okay, so little story time here. My son, Jace, he hasn't been to daycare in a couple weeks. He goes 2 days a week. And the past 2 weeks, he hasn't gone because I think both kids had hand, foot, and mouth right after Halloween. And then, I kid you not, like a nasty cold, like following that. I don't know if it was linked together, if it was some viral thing. I don't know. But my husband was also out of town for a week during that. So our routines were just whack. So he's going back to daycare, first day back. I, of course, had a to-do list the length of my arm, like written out to the minute during Jalen's two naps because I hadn't had, you know, that time to work in the last 2 weeks. So I really take those daycare days as like my heavy work days and work during Jalen's two naps. And guess what? Pivot. The unpredictabilities of motherhood strike again. Our cat, this is just crazy. So TMI, sorry. Our cat pooped all over right when we were leaving out the door to go to daycare. She also got spayed last week, and I don't know why I do this to myself sometimes. I scheduled that spay knowing my husband was going to be out of town, not knowing my kids were going to be sick, but I knew I'd be running on fumes, and So she got spayed, and I think that's why it happened, because she was on some pain medicine, and maybe that had an upset stomach. I don't know what it was, but we were just getting ready to walk out the door, and little Miss Betty comes strolling on by, and I'm like, what is that on her back? And I thought it was a leaf, and nope, definite feces, and it was everywhere. I didn't know what to do at first. Like, do I contain the 10-month-old or contain the poopy cat, or what do I do? So I, you know, locked the cat in the bathroom, put her in the tub, grabbed Jalen, put her in the high chair so I could give the cat a bath. And Jace was like, what's going on? What happened? I was moving so fast. And I find out that it's just tracked all throughout the kitchen. And I was beside myself. Jace was going to be late to daycare because we had to give her a bath. And guess what I had waiting for me during Jalen's first nap time? Because we had to get out the door so fast, I came back and I had to clean the house. I had to bleach the tub. I had to make sure there was no more poop around. And my gosh, like, big time pivot. First nap time was a bust. And I, shame on me, because you know, like, motherhood is so full of unpredictability. So you have to get good at accepting the pivot, okay? So second nap time had to start with me. I had to pray. I had to meditate. I had to reset because I felt that anxiety building. And this is that pivotal moment that shows me that I have grown so much through the work that I have done, because that's what I did. I lit a candle, I prayed, I meditated, and I took that first half hour of her nap time for me. And now I was rejuvenated and I'm recording this episode for you. So I want this to be a quick, actionable episode where you can take away tips on how to achieve this in your life. And I can take a lot of different avenues here. So know that there's going to be more episodes on this, on how to find time for yourself. And if you have, after listening to this episode, have any additional questions or want me to dive into something deeper, email me, DM me, post in our Motherhood Empowerment community somewhere that I can see it so I could record an episode answering what you need. So let's dive in. If you're driving or doing the dishes or folding laundry or multitasking, come back to this episode when you could actually write things down, because if you are struggling with finding time for yourself, you are going to want to answer these questions I'm about to ask you, okay? And you know me and the Balanced Mom Method a little bit by now, right? So you also know where we are starting first. I will probably always lead anything that I lead into. It's going to be something to do with your mindset first, because it is the foundation and the forefront to anything you might be struggling with. You have to start within. So this episode, How to Find Time for Myself, is going to be about that starting within foundational piece. I want you to take some inventory, okay? Get out your pen and paper. We're going to take an inventory of a few things right now. And here are four questions that I want you to ask yourself. Number one, what do I enjoy doing? Number two, if I had a full day alone, what would I do? Sleep can be on that list. That might be mine at this season of my life. Which leads me to number three, what season of life am I in? Do I have a newborn? Am I sick? Do I have sick kids? Am I in a job transition or another transition within my life? We will always have busier seasons and different seasons of life where we just have to do our best and continue moving forward. So give yourself some grace and acknowledge if you're in one of those seasons right now. And number four is, where am I struggling taking time for myself? Do I feel guilty taking time away from my kids? Am I not asking for help? Are my children up, you know, the whole duration of the time that I'm awake? So take some time and answer those questions. If you're someone that has to do it right now, dang it, pause this episode and answer those questions now. Or if you have time right after this episode, do it then. But make sure that you take the time to answer those four questions, because then I have five things that you can start doing. Number one is, take a whole day and log your time throughout the day. What I mean by that is, get out a sheet of paper and write the hour that you wake up in either 30-minute intervals or hour intervals increments throughout the day, and write down everything that you do. Let it be your commuting, your getting the kids ready for the day, your making breakfast, your cleaning dishes, your doing chores. Every single task that you do. I have you do this in the Balanced Mom Method online course, and I have a whole training of why. But in a nutshell, I promise I could help you find 1 to 3 hours a day that are meaninglessly spent. For example, scrolling your phone, TV time, sulking, that analysis paralysis, unless that is your time for you and that's what you enjoy doing, let it be scrolling your phone and you find that it's a good thing and makes you feel good, then that's fine. Do it. But I know, just talking to a lot of moms, working with a lot of moms, myself included, there's more guilt and negative emotion that comes from scrolling your phone that you could have been reading or praying or spending time with your kids or doing something else that would have been a better use of your time. So hopefully, by keeping that log, you are able to kind of find those breaks in your day or those moments in your day that you find, oh, maybe that's like a habit that I could break, or oh, there's some time that I could take for me right there, or whatever that might be. So take that time to log your day. And number two, if you are in a season of your life to where you can get up before your kids, or if you could stay up later when your kids go to sleep, take that time for you. And or your spouse, because I know putting your kids to sleep, that might be time for your spouse or what have you. But this, in my season right now, I would love to get up. I cannot wait to get up before my children. But we're still in that season to where my daughter is waking up every couple hours. And I'm not getting up at that 5 o'clock mark because I've only gotten, you know, 3 or 4 hours of sleep at that time. So I know when I was pregnant with Jalen, when I had my son, when I was only a mom to Jace, waking up before him was huge for me. Once he got into that groove of sleeping through the night and having like a pretty set, you know, wake up time, it was huge for me. He'd get up between 6 and 6:30, and it allowed me to get up at that 5 a.m. mark and have that me time to be in prayer, to be in meditation, to get that inner work done first. And then possibly some work, actual work on my business or my husband's business. So I didn't have that high anxiety of having those to-dos and those things to get done on my mind waiting for nap time. Because then that could lead into more struggles of fighting for that presence that my children want from me. But then I could have all these thoughts floating in my mind and I'm not fully present with them. So it's something that you really have to go back and figure out, what season of life am I in? Can I have that me time before my kids wake up? Can I have that me time when they go to sleep? Or maybe I'm not in a season. That's the season that I'm in right now. That's not my me time. My me time is not before they wake up in the morning and not when they go to sleep, because I normally go to sleep when my daughter does. full transparency, I am in full-blown choosing sleep mode right now, and that is okay because I know that season that I'm in. So ask yourself that question. Are you getting a solid 7-8 hours of sleep at night, 6-8 hours of sleep at night? And are you able to get up before your kids or take that time when they go to sleep? Because think of it like this. Are you waking up in a reactive state right away, feeling like you're putting out fires and multitasking and struggling to get out the door? And that could be, you could get up 30 minutes prior to your kids to have that you time and then not feel in that reactive state, right? So really use those four questions that I asked you to get really specific of where you are at within your life. And maybe that could be a situation to where you could be getting up and taking that time for you before or after at some point in time when your kids are sleeping. And number three is get to your why. Do you feel lonely? Do you feel like you are struggling finding yourself again in motherhood? Do you have high anxiety not having that time alone? Are you burnt out? Are you feeling resentful towards something? Think of what is your why? Again, go back to those four questions of why do I feel like I'm struggling, you know, finding that time for me? And what's that why that you want to find it, right? Having that strong why in the forefront will help you get up early or ask for help or maybe do those harder things because you know that in the long run, it's going to help everyone. And number four is start small. Take baby steps. Ditch the instant gratification mindset and commit to you. Commit to showing up because small, consistent actions done every day over time, that is where the magic happens. That's how habits form. That's how the consistency, going back to episode one here, the secret sauce to life is simplicity and consistency. Take baby steps. I feel like our society, we have this instant gratification. Oh, well, you know, I've been doing this for a week and I'm not seeing results yet. Girlfriend, it takes a lot longer than a week. It takes a lot longer than 21 days, right? It takes months to get into a lifestyle habit routine. So ditch that instant gratification and you have to just start and you have to be consistent and committing and showing up to you. And number five is take intentional time out of your day to think, to just be. To slow down. Maybe this is just for those anxiety-ridden moms like myself, but society plays that off to be time not well spent, or you're just daydreaming, or it being useless. But in as busy of a tech world and high anxiety world that we live in, taking that time to just be, that stillness, that mindfulness, it is so needed. Just as taking out intentional time for you is needed. So a lot of the times in this season, for me, again, using myself as an example, taking that time out to just think, that prayer, that meditation, that is my time for myself right now. I don't have a lot of time for myself right now, having a 3-year-old and having a 10-month-old at home with me. It's needed. And it's something that I will always fight for, but it's okay to merge those things, right? You don't have to do all the things all the time. So my time that I find for myself now every single day is that time for me, that prayer, that meditation to just be. It's a lot of the times a transition period right when I get my kids to sleep. That's when I normally take it. So it's like I'm slowing down a little bit, transitioning away from being maybe overstimulation or, you know, just from being with my kids all morning. I'm taking that time to transition, but it's also that time for me. And I know being an anxious person and struggling with postpartum anxiety, that is a really big help for me also in really coping with that anxiety piece. So the holidays also, I have to bring it here. I know it's time sensitive, but the holiday season is not a time to lose sight of yourself. Don't let these few days let you slip from the goals that you have in your life to help you feel your best. Let it be getting up an hour earlier to get things done in peace and quiet while the kids are still sleeping, or sneaking in that workout while dinner's cooking because that's your stress relief every day, or buying an audiobook on your commute to grow your mind with positivity, or writing out gratitude every night before you go to bed to keep your mind clear on what's important. From the chaos of the day, you always recircle back to that gratitude piece before bed. What are some of those things that you can start doing for yourself to not lose sight of you and always take that time for you. I would love for you to go share in our motherhood empowerment community under this episode graphic. That can be ideas for all of us, okay? And if you want some more, I have a free email mini course, 5 days to finding yourself again in motherhood. This can be your time, your solution now to help you rediscover yourself in motherhood, to take back your power and prevent that holiday stress and bring joy back to the holiday season, to get clear on your goals and intentions, but not losing sight of what matters, and most importantly, not losing sight of yourself either. This is the perfect time from now and Christmas for you, okay? Before every episode that I record, I write down, what is my episode mission? What is the goal here that I want to convey? And this one is to just be that reminder to not forget about yourself. Don't forget about you, especially in times of busy, okay? So between that free email course, 5 days to finding yourself in motherhood, and also if you haven't yet grabbed your holiday planner for all things holiday prep, all in one place. Again, I'm talking intentions, calendars, gift lists, budget trackers, checklists, meal sheets, grocery lists, all the things, all in one place. It is the Simplify Your Holiday Planner. Head to the link in the show notes for both of those links, as well as the link to our Motherhood Empowerment Community. I will be awaiting your comments in there to talk all this out. Because again, this was just one avenue about how to find time for yourself. And there's going to be so much more where this came from. So go into the Motherhood Empowerment Community. Let me know how you take time for you to share with all of us, to give us ideas. But also let us know how you might be struggling taking time for yourself. Because I want to help you through this. You need that intentional time for you every single day. It can be done, mama. Until next week, as always, simply be you. You have everything inside of you to reach your breakthrough. I'm sending my love and light.
Thank you for finding this episode very well worth for farming. Please leave mama a review.
Thank you so much for spending this time with me on the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I pray this episode has grown and helped you in some way. If it has, I'd be so grateful if you left a review sharing how it's impacted you. It truly lights me up hearing you're on your way to your breakthrough. And then, please share this episode with another mom who may be struggling to remind her we are never alone. And remember, there isn't ever a one-size-fits-all to overcoming our personal hardships, but there are a lot of parallels with how we show up to our lives and common habits we can make our own to live an intentional life full of peace, presence, confidence, clarity, and balance. Be sure to check the show notes for additional ways to connect with me, our mom community, and resources and courses for you to overcome your survival mode cycle once and for all with doable habits. Thank you. I appreciate all you are and all you do. Sending my love and light.